I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Schools across Vermont are trying to figure out how to consolidate services and also expand academic opportunity. As controversy swirls about how to preserve school choice, a growing number of students are choosing courses beyond school walls in cyberspace. VPR's Charlotte Albright introduces us to one teenager who's been logging on at home.
Meet Jess John Robertson. The South Burlington High School senior uses both a male and female name because she identifies as gender fluid. That means she, and Jess John is willing to use that pronoun, does not want to choose, at least not right now, between genders. JJ, a nickname, arrived at that decision while in middle school. At first, she thought she might be transgender, so she asked to be called John. But that didn't feel quite right.
I didn't want to be just pinned down for a boy because I was so open and I could still enjoy my girlish stuff. And then I guess I came across, you know, a word online, some definition of gender fluid. And I thought to myself, that sounds exactly what I've been feeling. Like I can go every which way that I want to.
Jess John says that sense of personal freedom and possibility has been instilled since birth by her two mothers, Julia Robertson and Janine Kirchgassner. Her parents moved to Vermont from Texas to find a more tolerant society. They married last year after being together over 20 years. Sitting at the dining room table of their trim split-level home in South Burlington, Kirchgassner remembers her first reaction to a daughter wanting to be called John.
So when she did say that she had that masculine quality to her, the John part, it kind of threw me for a loop because I'm a lot older than most parents of a teenager, and I grew up with the people that looked masculine.
But Kirchgassner wants her child to feel free to make her own choices. She also knew that the daughter she knew as Jessica was deeply unhappy at school. Jess John explains why.
Because I was just, you know, in the wee hours of the morning, I would get on the bus with a bunch of other kids I didn't like, and I would go to school with more kids that I didn't feel good around, and for several hours at a desk, and you had to pay attention, and I've got ADHD, and that doesn't work well at all.
But now, school is working very well for Jess John Robertson. She still takes two courses at South Burlington High, then heads to St. Michael's College for a dual-enrollment astronomy class, and finishes learning at home on her computer through the Vermont Virtual Learning Cooperative. It's a statewide resource that allows teachers to offer online courses to students beyond their school walls. In return for that online teaching, the teacher's homeschool can offer 25 tuition-free slots each semester through the VTVLC. There are also other ways to enroll for a fee. This term, Jess John is taking art and creative writing online.
I've actually got a VTVLC assignment. I've got to start writing.
A first-person essay. Jess John Robertson is just one of over 900 students in Vermont expanding their curricula through the Virtual Learning Cooperative. Over 67 schools participate, and it's open to any student in the state. This year, for the first time, it's possible for a student to take every high school course online without setting foot in a bricks-and-mortar school. VTVLC Director Jeff Renard says students have all kinds of reasons to look beyond their school walls, to get a more flexible schedule, to follow a personal interest or career plan, or just to be more self-directed.
Every school is a little bit different in terms of the services that they're able to provide, in terms of the breadth of the catalog of offerings that they have, as well as dual enrollment courses, AP courses. And really what this does is it allows students to have somewhat of an equal opportunity for access to courses across the board.
It's also a way, he says, for atypical students like Jess John Robertson to feel comfortable about who they are as they learn. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.